All right. I'm Mookie, or Mark, if you prefer, from 88.5 FM here in Southern California. And we have an entire band on the screen today. It is the trio known as Still Jill from Los Angeles. It's Jill and Anina and Alex. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hey.
So where are you, each one of you?
I'm in Koreatown right now in my apartment.
I'm in my living room in Los Feliz.
I'm in my room in Westchester.
Right on. So how is it difficult now during these COVID circumstances to get the band together and to rehearse and to do that stuff? How serious are we taking quarantine? How big is your bubble?
We just got back into rehearsing recently, which has been feeling really, really good. Sort of, you know, in preparation for like having something to look forward to, like making a video for y'all. And it's like been the best because it's just been a long time of just a lot of insular playing. And then it's just like to bring everything to the table with the three of us again has felt really good. For me personally, we've been taking, our pod has been a very serious pod. I live with two other roommates. We all have significant others. So we just kind of rotate homes, which is kind of nice between our partners' homes. So it's been nice to like have just two different places to go to. And it's been helpful in ways that I don't think I planned. It just kind of happened that way. And yeah. Then, you know, but yeah, like it's been really nice to get back into the recording and practicing world, but we're all very like safe and taking consistent COVID tests pretty often and, you know, wearing masks in the room for the most part, except singing sometimes. So, yeah, singing most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be tough, I suppose. Yeah. So the Water Slides EP has been out and totally completed before this whole pandemic hit, right? Do you find that it's a little more difficult to promote the EP because you're not able to play shows?
Does anyone want to take that?
I mean, I think that in certain ways, yes. Like, live music has been kind of our bread and butter in terms of growing our band to this point. But on the flip side, it's given us the space to like really focus. Like we ran a press campaign when we released the final song, and we didn't have any like shows or we didn't like nothing else we had to do because we couldn't. So we really had the time to like focus kind of and hunker down on the business part. So it was just different, you know?
I've talked to a lot of bands who released an album recently and they feel like it's going to be the long lost record that nobody's ever heard because they can't promote it properly. You know what I mean? And they probably moved on to writing new material while they've been in quarantine because there's not much else to do. It's just such an interesting thing right now. And of course, some bands like you, what we're doing today, have become extremely innovative and have taken to the internet to do live streaming and reach out to their fans via social media, all of that cool stuff. It seems like you are embracing that and you totally get what we can do within the parameters of these days. StillJillBand.com is in fact the website. Again, I talked about the Water Slides EP. We have played the title track Water Slides and the song Bake on the air during the local music spotlight. And I think it was Anina who I saw recently post on Instagram how excited you were to hear the song on the radio. I love that. That never gets old for us either.
Yeah, I mean, we had heard that you guys had played our stuff previously, and like I just had missed experiencing listening to it live on the radio. So when I finally caught it, it was just like such a special moment, and I really leaned in.
Yeah,
appreciate that. It makes us feel so good to see an artist feel appreciative and grateful that we are spinning their music, you know?
So grateful.
Yeah, because we don't get that feedback all the time.
You should. Yeah. Like a to be honest. Yeah. So
it feels special to like, it's just still, I think, you know, we're all like 90s kids. We listened to the radio growing up. We heard a lot of music exposed through the radio. As much as the internet and technology has advanced since then, there's still something so sentimental and important and like really satisfying about listening to the radio in general. So to hear your own music on that and just like going back to the childlike self and being like, wow, like this was a dream of mine and it's happening is still like, no matter who you are and where you are, like that's a, I feel like feels special and important. So yeah, it's cool that the radio is still like such a massive important thing to artists and listeners. I still think it like it prevails among a lot of like technological advancements that have happened.
Yeah. That's encouraging to hear that you all were around before Spotify and YouTube and all of that stuff. I do want to talk about Water Slides a little bit more. We are going to get some live music today, which is amazing. Quickly, before we get into the music, can you take us to the inception of the band? It hasn't always been this trio, has it?
No. So it started off with just Jill and I, actually. We were a two-piece, just guitar and drums, and we kind of locked down the full sound by, I play in a lot of open tuning, so that's how you hear like a lot of the low end coming through. We started because we were playing actually in a friend's band, and we started just jamming some stuff that I wrote. We got really excited about it and just wanted to make our own project, and started recording soon after that. So the songs that you hear are actually from a few years ago when we were just really still pretty fresh, but those, it's cool to like after a couple of years to feel like they, I'm still so proud of them personally, and I think I could speak for both of us when we feel like they just still are exciting to me, and I'm like, oh yeah, like a lot has changed in the last few years, but these songs still like hold their own and are feel very evergreen. So the inception was there, and then, you know, when we were done recording and we're ready to start releasing our EP as singles, which we did every couple months. That's when we started bringing Anina in to just, originally she was just gonna like help us for our bootleg show where we had our EP release party. And then we just like loved playing so much. And we're like, just like, do you wanna just be here forever? And she was like, yeah. So it's been very special to become the trio. I think like Jill and I are so lucky to have found Anina in this time, because we are just like have a very specific standard for what we want in this project, especially just being like vulnerable women. And it's just nice to have another one alongside for the journey. So yeah, it's been great.
Incredible. So far so good. And I do want to talk about my first impressions of the music when I heard it for the first time. But let's get a song. And this is this is exciting because from what I understand, it's brand new. Not a lot of people have even heard it quite yet. And the song we're about to hear, and I guess watch, is something that will be part of a greater LP, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you want to introduce it real quick before we rip into the song?
Yeah, this song is called Holy Shit. Enjoy.
When you're ready.
Feel her. Everywhere I tend to go.
So there you go. Again, we are the independent 88.5 FM. That what we're doing is an 88.5 live at home with local band Still Jill, and we just heard a version of the song Holy Shit. I feel that was liberating, actually, to say that on the microphone. You know, they don't let you curse on the radio, so whenever I get to do that now or whatever. Sometimes I do that when, you know, in the old days when jocks used to get up on stage and do stage announcements, you know, and introduce bands. I used to curse quite a bit because you're allowed to.
You had to get it out of your system, man.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Especially your dad days. I mean, that's got to put a limit on your cursing as well.
Oh, yeah. And little kids, they're like a sponge, you know, so you got to watch what you say. The other day we were walking around our neighborhood and there's a store, they're chocolatiers, they sell chocolate. And I really wanted to go in. And I'm pushing her in the stroller and I noticed that they were closed. So without even thinking of it, my first instinct was like, just to say, damn it. You know, the next day I'm pushing her in the stroller. We walk by the chocolate bar here in my neighborhood and my 2-year-old says, damn it. Because you remember that Dada said it when we were walking by the previous day. It's crazy. Anyway, this is Still Jill. It's Alex and Jill and Anina, who was a hired gun, but is now a full-fledged member of the band. Absolutely. The Water Slides EP, first time I heard it, and I think I emailed you, and I think I tweeted it out as well. That it reminded me of a couple of songs that I heard off the last Bon Iver record, where musically there's like a soundscape, and I told you it took me to a whole different planet, and I felt like I was along for the ride. I really enjoy what I've heard so far from this band. I wanted to talk about some of the subject matter that you have written about on the last EP. You know, and also, Alex, is this a collaborative effort between musicians at this point, or are you sort of band leader, chief songwriter type of thing?
At this point, I'm still sort of the captain of the lyrics and the song structure and I guess writing the songs for the most part, but I think I come in and write my part with a lot of openness to the rest. There's a lot of room to fill because I want everyone to feel like very valid and taking up space too. I just kind of have a lot of like arrivals that come and I just have to push them out. And so I kind of am just like, I got one. And then I come into the room with them and then, you know, they focus in and get intrinsic about it just like I do, and write their parts. So yeah, like I definitely am writing the songs preliminary, but there's a lot of room to add in and to fill up the space. And, you know, sorry to out you, Anina, but Anina is working on something that she is writing. So I'm happy to hear that because I think it's like we're getting more comfortable in like the kind of collaboration and the kind of swirling of a bunch of things together. I think that's like what can make a band really great is if there's just room for everybody to like get out whatever they want.
Right.
Yeah.
So quite a bit of collaboration between musicians in this band. What's some of the subject matter that you have written about previously and the stuff that's coming?
Yeah. So the last EP really, Jill and I were really moved and inspired, but also in pain by a lot of things that were going on in like 2016, 2017, you know, the world seemed to have lifted a veil on a lot of problems. And we were feeling them as individuals and as women in the collective kind of situation of it all, you know, in this country and in the world. So juxtaposed to our own personal experiences, we wanted to write about how it made us feel with alongside climate change, alongside sexism, racism, political injustice, being queer people, navigating life as queer people. What specifically kind of encapsulated this though was like the idea of womanhood and fluidity with that and kind of generational pain that kind of comes with that and how it does influence how we feel, not only walking around the world, but in the rock music scene. So it all kind of fueled this concept and then met with like this kind of nostalgia. And, you know, you were saying that I'm really glad that you think that we take you to a different planet, because that's kind of the idea here.
I've said that multiple times when talking about your music, but it makes sense. It makes sense to me.
Yeah, it kind of feels like it's going somewhere safer and more inclusive and angry, but like safely angry. Just really like liberating. And, you know, it really ties in with land and water, you know. As I said, climate change enforces these subjects. So it just kind of is all tied together in this kind of big soundscape thing. So
what's your relationship like with this Billy Burke character? And what was the dynamic like putting the last EP together? And are you working with a producer for the next album?
Working with Billy was great. He really, I think, had a lot of experiences doing really cool sound experiments and had such interesting pedals and interesting ideas and really was helpful in making this happen. And it was a great experience. I believe he's up in Portland now. We're really excited to though also like grow and expand our experience working with different producers. So we're actually really excited that we're starting to work with Eli Thompson and Frank Lenz. They both worked with Richard Swift, and Eli is in Father John Misty as the bass player. And working with them so far has been so great because the echelon that they're a part of now is just like something that we all listened to growing up, and we really are inspired by their music. And so it's been really great to start to collaborate with them. And also they're very like sensitive and aware of like us feeling like, you know, as women in the rock scene, it's a little more challenging, and they're very sensitive and understanding of that being a big part of our journey and a big part of our message. So they're really sensitive and aware of that, which we're really grateful for.
Sonically, do you think there will be a shift, whether it's subtle or not at all, as far as the sound from the EP to the new album that's kind of in the works? I think it's remarkable that just as a three-piece, the fullness of the music is there, and I don't know how three people could make that. It's insane. So are you tinkering with some new things at all sonically, or is it going to be just sort of true to form? You know, music that we've come to enjoy from Still Jill thus far?
I think it's both are true. I think the music has definitely evolved. Like Alex writes crazy shit. Like, and it's definitely, there's definitely hints of our origins and like new spaces she's exploring sonically that I don't even really know how to explain or describe. But I feel like I feel like it's like a next step in the ladder for us.
Also like the whole EP that you heard was still recorded as a two-piece. So technically we recorded those songs with just guitar and drums and some bass, by the way. And so it was really like, it was a really big sound and very little instruments from what you heard. So naturally with Anina coming in, it's going to fill it out a lot more. I think a difference in the sonic approach from this point on is definitely more attention to detail in little moments. You know, something that I was kind of saying earlier is we've been sort of getting into one. So with the song Holy Shit that you just heard, we just like have been looping that song and rehearsing it over and over again for the past few weeks to just really hone in on a lot of really special details. And I think that that's a new part of our process that enforces how we're going to come off sonically. Also, you know, Anina's contribution to the vocals now, our harmonies are really special feeling. So I think the record will be full of a lot of really cool ethereal harmonies that are really unique and a little all over the place, honestly, because we like to get really ambitious with our harmonic ideas. So yeah, a lot of the same and then a lot of new. I think it's a combination of both for sure.
That's amazing. Can't wait to hear the rest of the new stuff, but we are going to get a version of the song Bake right now. Can you give us a brief storyteller's type of moment with this song, or should we just get right into it? A little bit of background, perhaps?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm talking so much. I wrote Bake actually when I lived in Boston in 2015, and I had heard that California was the driest it had been ever. And Bake was inspired by almost this personification of California as my like wild friend. And also it's sort of about mothers, and it's sort of about mothers and daughters too, in a way of land and women, kind of similar to everything else that we've been saying already. So yeah, here's Bake.
Fantastic. 88.5 FM. Thank you. All right, that was a live version of the song Bake. People have heard it on 88.5 FM on the local music spotlight feature brought to you by Hotel Cafe. Again, stilljillband.com is the website. Where can people find the band on social media? I know there's no Twitter, but where can people find you?
Sorry about that. We're on Instagram pretty much is our main source of social media, just all funneled into that one big thing. So it's stilljill_LA is our handle.
What else have you all been doing while in quarantine? Reading books, binge watching TV shows, writing new music?
Yeah. Does that
All of the above, huh?
Yeah, a lot of new writing for sure for me. I feel like it's been nice to have so much uninterrupted time. It makes me able to write better, I think, because of just the like, oh, I don't have to go to work right now. I can just like be in this hole for like 8 hours, you know? So, yeah.
Do you find that, you know, when I think I talked a little bit about like when a radio DJ has to get up on stage, it's a little bit different. I feel much more comfortable in a studio by myself with nobody else around. When I have to go up on stage, I just feel people's eyeballs on me. Are you over that hump or was it ever difficult? How comfortable are you all getting in front of people and sharing your music with people, which could be so personal?
Good question. Does anyone want to?
I think that for me, it took a little bit of time getting used to being on stage. I used to get butterflies pretty bad. But
have you always been a drummer?
Yes. Yeah. I've been a drummer since like sixth grade. But even before that, I was bugging my parents for years about it. But yeah, I mean, I think that like this last show that we played early in 2020, like I didn't really experience the nerves and I had so much fun on stage. Like, I don't know. It's really, once you start playing, it's just like, oh yeah. Like this is amazing. You know,
early 2020 feels like ages ago, doesn't it? Yeah. What venue was that?
That was at the Satellite, which is now closed.
R.I.P.
I know.
That's right.
Really sad that, yeah, it was really special to, it was a really particularly fun show. A lot of people showed up. I think everyone was home from, you know, wherever they are in the country. You know, we're all from here, so people usually who have left here come back for the holidays, so we get a lot of old friends coming in. So it was a big show of a lot of, like, family and a lot of old friends and just, like, it made it almost feel, I don't know, sometimes when a show's really big, I'm like, it's our bat mitzvah. And it's like, that's how it kind of feels. So yeah, that's how that one felt in particular. So I don't know. I think like it'll be interesting to play shows again because it's been a while and I feel like the butterflies, as Jill was saying, will definitely come back. But you know, right before everything went down, it's funny. We were just sort of getting really into the groove of playing kind of the bigger venues in LA that we've been wanting to play. And then, you know, getting people out and just like having fun on stage. We were like finally in that kind of vibe of like, it's just all fun. It's just like funny how the timing was.
I know.
Yeah. And then, you know, like having Anina on stage too, like it's like this nice triangle in a way. So it's like a nice, like, it just like the stage felt good with the three of us.
Anina, what musical projects were you working on before you met your new bandmates?
So I was kind of like a freelancer and I was working with like a lot of different projects sort of as they came up. I regularly play with another band called Drinker, which is so different from Still Jill. It's like an electronic based group. But I think like what was so special about my transition into this environment is I just had such a greater investment in the music and talking about getting on stage and feeling nervous. Like I recognized how vulnerable this music was. And it was such a different experience for me being on stage as a member of Still Jill, as opposed to, oh, this is just another show I'm just hopping in for another band. So it really, the dynamic for me on stage changed in that way because I had like just this new investment, this new care for this music, and I just wanted it. It was so precious. I wanted it to be perfect for the masses.
Do you all have some favorite venues that you can't wait to get back to playing?
I miss Zebulon. We never played Zebulon, but I think that that venue is such a beautiful intersection of up and coming stuff, but also like really established artists also play there, as well as like they have a lot of world music, stuff that you don't hear at your sort of regular dive. So I really missed Zebulon a lot.
I think I really felt a connection to the Bootleg because it just is like near my house, and the sound is so incredible there, even though it's like, they keep it pretty simple there. They're not like doing anything crazy with their aesthetics, but it's just like this, it's because it's about the music there clearly. And that's what their ethos is around. And every show I've been to there, I feel like I could feel the subs in my feet, and I just like feel the bass in my body. And I'm like, this sound is incredible. And it's also like when we played there, it was like, you know, the nicest sound guy we've ever dealt with ever, you know, and you know, sound people. So
like, that helps. Yeah.
Yeah. It was so nice. It was crazy.
Just hearing you all talk about this is just, God, I'm just itching to get out again, you know, and I know you are too. What about Jill? You have a favorite venue around town?
I mean, yeah, like the Bootleg was probably my favorite show. Like Alex said, the sound was so good. I also really, really enjoyed the Satellite. I'm pretty bummed that one's closed, and that just like local venues are struggling right now. But I'm excited to play the Hi-Hat. We were actually gonna play a show on the 16th of March at the Hi-Hat, which was, you know, the day it all went down. But I'm excited to get back out there and play that one. Eventually.
We just squeezed in some live music events early March before we all went into lockdown. One of them was our big sort of fundraising event with Mavis Staples. Can't believe she even agreed to do it. And then the syndicated show in Philly, World Cafe, came out, and we did a collaboration with Liz Phair at a Koreatown venue called Kiss Kiss Bang Bang inside the Line Hotel. And then like a couple of days later, we all went into lockdown. So we're lucky to even have those gigs for our members of this public radio station early March. It's crazy. So we are going to get a version of the song Water Slides, which is beloved on the air here. I think was there an anecdote, Anina, that you wanted to share?
Yeah,
before we get into the song.
Yeah, I was obviously like not a part of the writing of this song. But I remember the first show that I saw, that we all met, and I saw Alex and Jill play, and there was something about Water Slides. There's a line that says like blinded by punishment. And like, it just, that struck me in such a way when I first heard that song. And I remember being so moved, and it really just like opened me up, because I really hadn't played with like too many women in the LA music scene. And that had been something that was bothering me. And then here were these, two women like totally rocking and still making really emotional, vulnerable music. And like the combination of that just like lit my soul on fire. And I really think I sought out a friendship with them just as much as they did with me. And it felt so good to like gel and really see each other for like the artists that we know each other to be. And that song, I think, really was like the moment where I was like, oh my gosh, this is so special. And now to be a part of it is just a dream.
Incredible. So we're going to get our own version of the song Water Slides. Thank you so much for your time, everybody. This is the second time I actually got an entire band on a Zoom screen. And again, we're happy to help support, and we'll be there for you for years to come.
Thanks, man. We appreciate being here. Thank you so much for having us. It's been really fun talking. So happy to come back whenever.
Blooded by punishment.